Elvis the Hawk coming to you live. I've had to use alternative means to get on again tonight. They did not even want me to go on the air with right before the thing. I was just fine with Skype and with my stuff, and then all of a sudden, before it came on the air, it all got knocked off. And of course, you know, that's what's going to do when you got your people in the NSA and the FBI, the fiddle with boys internally, and all of this, when they want to keep the truth from the people. Now, some don't believe it. I don't care, because this is what's going on. And I'm going to tell you what. Here's what I was going to talk to you about tonight. I'm going to start it out. You know, I'll tell you, the other day, if you look, you would see that there is a guy named Gabriel Leung, who's in charge of the public health for Hong Kong. Now, what's very interesting, Dr. Leung is a very sharp person, and he's trying to tell the truth, and, you know, which is much different than what the Red Chinese are trying to do, although he's a Chinaman, and, you know, but he runs Hong Kong public health. Dr. Gabriel Leung said that it is highly possible that up to 60% of the population of this planet could get this coronavirus 2019, COVID-19, that's what they're calling it now, CDC and the WHO and all that, so you don't discriminate it and call it the Wuhan virus. Well, who gives a rat, you know what? Well, anyway, the fact of the matter is that Dr. Leung said up to 60% of the world's population could get it. Well, if you get your calculator out, and I did try to, and I'll be in general about accurate on this as far as I know, but let's just say that you had 7 billion people on planet Earth. And if you took 60% of it, I believe you'd come out with what? About 4.2 billion, right, could get the disease. 4.2 billion could get the disease. Now, the official, quote-unquote, kill rate or death rate, according to CDC and NIH, is about 2%, correct? That's not what it really is, but that's if you had perfect medical treatment at a high-quality hospital that was all set up for ISO quarantine kind of stuff with all the right stuff, if you know what I mean. Heck, you couldn't even get that in Poughkeepsie. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't get it in Poughkeepsie. You couldn't get it in, you know, somewhere out in the middle of the Great Plains. You couldn't get it in West Texas. You see what I'm saying? Well, you could get it, but you might have to drive 250 miles or 300 miles. But let's just say that you took that times 2%. Well, then it'd only be a kill ratio of about 84 million. Only 84 million. But now we know that the 2% ain't right. Because what we did find out was that if you had 4.2 billion, and that the real official in China kill ratio, or some of them saying that this is the kill rate if you don't have good health care, it's about 15%, right? So if you take that, oh, well, let's see, 4.2 billion. And if we had about 15% of that, well, you'd be, let's see, 63 billion or whatever, you know, or 63 million dead. Well, so maybe I didn't get that right, but anyway, so what the real numbers are, what is the real number? Well, the other day, you see, I think it was out of Epoch Times or somewhere, and I know that Hal Turner had it up even in the Chinese and in the English translation of it. I saw it some other sites as well, is that the real numbers that were came out of China when they, you know, put a whole bunch of numbers up into the system real quick. They said, oh, well, this is this many people and blah, blah, and this is the number of deaths. And it didn't match up because to what they had been saying, because the real number, according to them and those numbers that they sort of leaked or by mistake put out there, the real death toll was about 42%. So if you took 4.2 billion times 42%, which that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Well, you know what you'd end up with on that? You'd end up with a very unusual number in a sense. You'd end up with about 1.7 billion people dead if you go by the 42% probably real number out of China. You'd end up with about 1.76 billion people dead if Dr. Leung, 60% of the global population, could get this disease. In the multiple times, it's probably going to go around the planet. Not only once, but it'll probably go around two or three times. So Dr. Leung, in charge of the Hong Kong public health system, a learned doctor, the whole nine yards, just like everybody else. It sounds a lot different from what the CDC and National Institute of Health is saying, doesn't it? Oh, wash your hands, don't touch your face or eyes. And meanwhile, you got 400 million people under quarantine in China by the military and the cops. And they're dragging people out of their homes, all right? And they're burning them left to right, and the fires are burning 24-7, man. The crematorium, and then the Chinese, what they don't tell you, but this show and Brother Quayle told you long ago, you remember the smoky trucks, the ones that were coming down from Canada that were in a big trailer on the back of a big semi, and that they had in there, they had labs in there, and little cages where they would pick street people up at night. Vietnam War veterans sleeping on the thing, homeless, drunks, junkies, anybody who was out sleeping on the fire grates. I even had stories from the Illinois State Fair a number of years back then, to where I got verified by some people who knew that, oh yes, it's kind of interesting that none of the usual drunks or bums or what they called them stew bums, or in the old days, hobo types, or people that were sleeping rough, or homeless people that would hang around the Illinois State Fair. And that one year there was none of them to be had, and the police and fire and the different people in the state of Illinois couldn't figure out where they went to. Well, I talked to somebody who was a little bit beyond their level of pay grade, and they said, yeah, I think the Chinese were pulling them out with those big vans that were driving around. And on the back of all those vans, after they did biological research, probably on bioweapons, and they were coming out of Canada and going back and forth from Canada, where allegedly the Lee family had a microbiological clinic in Calgary. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. And I'm going to get to the point as far as this goes, but the crematorium were also on the back, because they were mobile crematorium. They would do the experiments on the homeless people in the United States, the disappearing people, and then they would see what the effects would be, then they put them right in the crematorium. Driving down the road, smoky trucks. And how we knew that was back then, the mighty men and women of valor, the MMV, discovered that there was a smoky truck that was heading towards the Canadian border. And before it got there, I believe it was probably either in Montana or North Dakota, they stopped the truck, and there were commands from the Red Chinese in the truck, a little gunfire, and then the MMV took care of that real pronto quick. And then they went in and opened the gates, and they released people out of there who were still in little cages, little cells, that were being experimented on by these scientists, allegedly Red Chinese scientists, inside the United States. And then they saw that there was the smoking truck or the crematorium on there. Now, there were two of those trucks. One didn't get across the border. They stopped the back one. They let some people go. Now, we traced that truck, went up somewhere into the areas not that far from Lethbridge. And those of you who listen to this program a long time understand that. There's a whole other level of seeing there. It's another cut of the onion. And I'm going to tell you something. There's five levels to the Luciferian chessboard, you see. Five-dimensional Lucy chess. And the lie is different at each level. Now, I'm not telling you lies. I'm just telling you what the real story is with regard to that. And that's what the MMV brought to Brother Quayle. And he told me all about that back then. So, I verified with State of Illinois kind of idea. Somebody knew about the fair. Now, let me tell you what else I know. You're going to have, if you've got this 60%, like Dr. Leung says, to get the disease. Well, now that's quite interesting because if you had 1.76 billion people die, which would be the number of people that really came out of these deaths in China. Because, you see, in your city, I don't know, let's even take a bigger city. Let's take, a city with 10 hospitals. So what's the maximum they got, 1,000 beds a hospital? That would be a maximum. Most of them don't always have that. That would be 10,000 beds, let's say, hospital beds. Let's just say in Chicago, all right? Say there's 10,000 hospital beds in Chicago you had in the suburbs. Maybe there's 15 or 20,000 beds, okay, in the metro area, hospital beds. But the problem is you got a city of about 6 or 7 billion in the metro, okay? Maybe 6 billion or million people in the metro, but you got 20,000 beds. So there's no way that everybody is going to get the high-quality treatment. So, therefore, I'm postulating, based upon the real numbers that have probably come out of China, Lancet, the British Medical Journal, said, if you don't get the best optimum care, then at least 15% of the people are going to die. So, I mean, that's just a small number compared to 1.76 billion. But if the real number is 42%, and I don't necessarily doubt that, because there are things that are nearly 100% fatal. Ebola pox, invented by the Russians. The aspect of using mouse pox, a special mouse pox with it, also was invented allegedly done in the lab, I believe allegedly, by Macquarie in Australia. So there's all this back and forth and tit for tat and all this stuff in this world of bioweapons. There's also the idea that you can, create ones that will hit only certain types of people. Well, all that is somewhat possible and has been done, but here's the thing. If we're looking at 1.76 billion deaths, ladies and gentlemen, that is a global Luciferian blood sacrifice. You understand? Now, 1.76 billion. How many body bags did Red China order from outside Red Chinese sources in other countries to produce on an immediate ASAP basis to send to Red China? They ordered 1 million bags. Well, that must mean that they're at least expecting 1 million people to die. That's quite a bit. All right? And way far and beyond the numbers that they're thinking around with and that the CDC and the NIH seems to be, anyway, without being, nasty, with just playing with themselves these stupid numbers, okay? Now, let's contrast that with some things that I've also got information about, and then also that's in now today in the, I got some of this the other day, from X excellent sources, but I got also what's in the papers today and yesterday that were there in different sites and that were put out by NORTHCOM. Now, what's NORTHCOM? North American Command. That is the war-fighting zone of North America. There is a command for it. Just like there's SOUTHCOM, AFRICACOM, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. So, NORTHCOM is the North American, battleground command. And here's the interesting thing. They just put out their... Let me get this here. I think I maybe can. Yeah, now, of course, the computer's back on now, you see. Isn't that great? They put out, and you can find this at the Military Times article. You can find it also, I believe, at NorthCarolinaRenegade.com. You can find it several different places. It says that it appears the U.S. military is taking this coronavirus outbreak extremely seriously. As opposed to what the CDC, the Center for Disease Creation, and the National Ignorant Hobos, National Institute of Health people, are talking about, who still continually talk about washing the hands and don't touch your eyes or nose, when there actually are things that can be utilized to handle this thing. Now, the executive order that the U.S. military, NORTHCOM, is talking about is the implemented, and they've already initiated this. They initiated the implementation of Department of Defense Global Campaign Plan for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Diseases, number 3551-13. Department of Defense Global Campaign for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Diseases, number 3551-13. You don't know all the details because basically it's classified to a great degree, but what it instructs U.S. military officials to prepare for widespread outbreaks. Many in the mainstream media, the article says, continue to try to convince you that this virus is not much more dangerous than common flu and all those masks are so thin they don't work. They're not talking about 3M N95s or N100s. And if they didn't work, then why is it that surgeons just quit and don't wear masks at all, you see? Let alone a surgical mask or a... something that filters out 95% of all the particles or 100% like they do in some cases. All right? And sometimes it might even be in a fully, a fully powered hot top or respirator full hazmat suit with the positive pressure system that pushes everything away from the suit. Won't let anything in. So, fact is that they're telling you not to wear them, but then why is it that every person dealing with the stuff has got at least a Tyvek F suit or better, and with full hood, goggles, face shield, and N95 or N100 masks? And with, big, heavy nitrile gloves on, not the little thin ones, thin jobbies, but the heavy nitrile, heavy mil nitrile gloves. Mil is the thickness of it. So now, what I heard was this, and I heard from different people down in Texas, and let's just take Houston, for example. I've heard that within an hour, there is no hospital that's basically even ready or even close to being ready for a pandemic or to handle the traffic from it. they're shifting everything primarily to the military bases in all the different states. In Texas, they're trying to take it down there to Lackland Air Force Base, the joint base where they have the full medical facilities down there, big medical facilities on that base. We've had March Air Force Base in Riverside County, California. You got Travis is activated. You got the Miramar Navy Marine Corps Air Station near San Diego in that area down there. And then I've heard that they're utilizing, to a certain degree, San Diego State's medical complex where they have somebody there. All right? And then, of course, in San Diego, it's just been really great. They had one person that had it, and then they had tested and this and that and the other, and they released them. And then, lo and behold, they found that it was a glitch, and they released them by mistake, you see. And then now we've got some anomalies, don't we? And I'm going to talk more about NORTHCOM in a second. We got anomalies here to where now, allegedly, the CDC's test kits are a piece of junk and do not work properly and give inconclusive results. In other words, they don't work. They screwed the pooch on their test kits. And then now we're basing all these things on these tests that the test kits do. And they've given those all around the world and all that stuff. And now we find out that the test kits are a piece of junk. And why is it that the CDC is incompetent? Oh, well, they're only the people that deal with all these dread diseases, right? You'd think they would know what they're doing. Well, just a glitch, I guess. You remember over the last number of 5, 6, 7, 8 years, all the glitches that have happened were bioweapons and dread and diseases and toxins have been shipped in glass bottles that not weren't that greatly padded, and that they found them on airborne express trucks, UPS trucks, and in the postal trucks. And then some of them come up missing. Remember all those cases in the last 10 years that we've talked about various times? We all know this crap happens all the time because they do not have the competence they should have. And then in that, if they do have the competence, then they're careless. They're careless by doing it that way. And I think somebody remember the story where they went to a lab that was a defunct lab in, I believe it was Maryland, or it wasn't the big air, U.S. Aeromid, in Maryland where they make all the Army germ warfare stuff there over the years. But it was like another lab that was like an old building where they still had the lab in it, but they weren't using the building anymore. And they went there, and by George, as I recall the story, they looked at a cabinet and where they were keeping, a medical cabinet, and they found vials back there, vials labeled smallpox. They found vials of smallpox still sitting on a shelf in a room in a lab that hadn't been touched for 5, 10 years. They're just sitting there, and then out of the clear blue, they're getting ready to clean this deal out. They're like, oh, Jesus Christmas, this says smallpox on it. That is the kind of carelessness and bullcrap that you can find and figure out in a military environment on this stuff, and also in the government environments, the CDC, all of them. Now, maybe they just tipped me off that I had to go this way because they were going to knock me off the air anyway. So maybe it's just better we start like this. Now, so I've said that I heard that Houston, that no hospital within an hour or an hour and a half of Houston is even close to being ready for any kind of pandemic. They're not prepared, and they probably don't have the money, and they aren't necessarily because of CDC and NIH and all this kind of stuff. They're not sounding the alarm. They should be being prepared right now. then I also saw a statement from somebody in the CDC or one of the TV doctors that goes on to make you feel good about this and to make you laugh and everything. And, well, it's not as bad as the regular flu works as this, you know. So just wait till it gets here, all right? But here's the deal. You remember that the regular flu now is an N1H1 that was come around and we'd never seen it before, and a lot more of it people died, and that's more related to, I believe, what is it, the bird flu or something? Be that as it may, without getting too deep in the weeds and all the labels and the names of them, the fact is that also I heard in Texas that the State Guard, which is the Texas State Guard, answers to the governor of Texas, not to the president or the DOD. It is the State Guard, not the National Guard. The Texas State Guard apparently had already been over a week ago, already alerted the fact that they might be activated. And then if they were, it would be a big deal. It would be a real big deal that, in fact, it would be if they got activated, it would mean that there's some kind of nationwide declaration of a state of emergency martial law. So there is maybe a canary in the coal mine. If State Guard gets activated in Texas, then you know it's the real deal. Well, now we've got NORTHCOM since then, and I've found that out, because I'm just on the air tonight and tomorrow night. But now we've found out that NORTHCOM has announced, all right, and let's see if I've got it here where it issues it, basically. Because this came out of messages to the Marine Corps and the Navy that were issued Tuesday and Wednesday of this week with reference to the executive orders that I listed above, directing North American Command to implement Department of Defense Global Campaign Plan for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Diseases 3551-13. Now, if you go and look that up and see more about what all that's about, there is quite a bit of discussion. Let me see if I've got that up here. I don't know if I do or not. There's quite a bit of discussion whether or not let's see. That's not the one I want. I'll just go for it and basically paraphrase it the way I want here. The NORTHCOM thing, in talking to the Navy and the Marines, and it's in Military Times, if you want to look it up. It's in the Military Times article, Military Times, and that's where you'd find it. So the fact is, here's the deal. They're telling people to, of course, watch out for overseas, and that if anybody has come in from China or surrounding areas of Asia, into the military base, your military base, all right? Okay, now they don't want to let me be on the computer again. That's why I couldn't find it. But anyway, the fact is that they're telling them to quarantine anybody coming in from China or anywhere that's a military person, separate from the other part of the base. And then they're also telling them, because it's North American Command, it's NORTHCOM, it's not the Pentagon, it's NORTHCOM giving the orders and operating on that executive order. NORTHCOM is also then telling them that they may be to get planned and get ready, and here's the way they use the wordage, to intervene in community affairs inside the United States. Intervene in community affairs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a real nice little way to say that they're going to run the show, and that it'll be martial law. And, just so you know, that's not U.S. Marshals. That's M-A-R-T-I-A-L, which means military law. Martial as in martial arts. Law, not M-A-R-S-H-A-L, or L, not martial as in the U.S. Marshal, but martial law as in military law. Now, do you remember I read to you again the other night, and I read it to you, and first I read it to you and talked to you about it back in January 12, 2010. President Obama, new executive order signed by Obama, effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. And I wrote the article. I ought to just read this, but let's say one must read that closely, but when it dawns on you that 10 governors to be appointed by the president, because in his executive order, the president will appoint 10 governors, not necessarily, you see, the governor of your state or my state or another state, although it could be, but 10 governors, okay, and that they will basically correspond to the 10 FEMA regions, but only FEMA will not be in charge of them. They effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the President in a system of regional military governors over all the states, not just the states these governors might be from. Now, if you understand that, you look at Section 2. Let's see here. Let me get the old specs on. I've got this. This was from the White House, Office of President Obama, immediate release January 11, 2010. Executive order, establishment of the Council of Governors. By authority vested in the President as the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, including Section 1822 of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008, or Public Law 110-181, in order to strengthen further the partnership between the federal government and state governments to protect our nation and its people and property, it is hereby ordered as follows. Establish a Council of Governors. The Council shall consist of 10 state governors appointed by the President, members of whom no more than 5 shall be of the same political party. The term of service for each member appointed to serve in the Council shall be 2 years, but a member may be reappointed for additional terms. The President shall designate 2 members who shall not be members of the same political party to serve as co-chairs of the Council. Now, here's the deal. Section 2. The Council shall meet at the call of the Secretary of Defense or the co-chairs of the Council to exchange views. This is not under FEMA, which was the old continuity of government plan. Obama changed it to the Secretary of Defense, and that he would be directly in charge of the Secretary of Defense. So here's the deal. The DOD, SecDef, then orders the DOD, and then it goes to NORCOM, see? And then the NORCOM, we haven't appointed the governors yet, but by this, that's what will be done. And they're going to be dealing with the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Assistant to the President for Homeland Security for Intergovernmental Affairs and Public Engagement, and the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and American Security Affairs. The Commander, Homeland Defense and America's Security Affairs is the Commander, United States Northern Command, the Chief National Guard Bureau and the Commandant of the Coast Guard and other appropriate officials of the Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so basically what this is setting up, and NORCOM is just giving the order to basically prepare for military governors. Oh, there's the Chinook helicopter painted black, flying right over again. I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but it's flying right over the house. All right? Right on schedule, boys. Anyway. Now, I've heard that the Coast Guard has got the Houston port and all of that locked up tighter than a drum down there in the Texas area and probably Louisiana as well. I don't know about other parts, but that I do have heard about. And so the Texas Guard apparently has already was alerted a week ago or whatever that they might be activated. And then I understand that possibly their purview or what they're going to be alerted to do or activated to do would be to contain hot zones and to transport of patients to quarantine camps or centers or hospitals. And then, you see, this is a little different because it is NORTHCOM now, through the chain of command from DOD, that is taking the command of it rather than FEMA itself, okay? FEMA basically reports to the president, but the Department of Defense enlists then all of the military services. And it's a little different thing because FEMA can't just call up all of the that. They have to go through the DOD anyway. But Obama changed the chain of command on that. Now, here's the deal on this thing. If we have that 1.76 billion people die worldwide, that Luciferian basically blood sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? If we have that, still messing with this computer. I'm trying to get it back up, ladies and gentlemen, to do some other things with it, but they're still knocking me off. Anyway, that's major level, major league killing, isn't it? 1.74 billion, 42% of 4.2 million. Dr. Leung from warns. He's the Hong Kong public health chief. That's a little different than what the CDC is saying locally, and these TV doctors are telling you that it's, you know, worry about the, you know, the flu, the regular flu more than this. Well, it's just because it hadn't gotten here yet, all right? Hadn't gotten here yet, apparently. Now, they're prepping for it, and what that means, they're prepping for the coronavirus pandemic. So that would mean they're getting ready to prep for troops on the street, martial law, tanks on the and trucks on the checkpoints, and all of that. Now, if you don't know how they do that, go watch the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman. That's being done in a small town. You can imagine this being done in cities all over the United States. Well, the Red Chinese military is doing it for 400 million people. Already, that's more than what's in the United States. So I'm not saying that immediately tonight you're going to have troops on the street. But they're preparing for it. Now, they've expected resistance on various things, and what do? They had Jade Helm, didn't they? And who was that? They went up there in the old Judge Pate's courtroom there in Texas because people forced them to go in there. And you had the, you know, the two military guys who were in charge of Jade Helm. Say, we know what color shirts people wear in North Carolina, but we just want to know what kind of shirts people wear in Texas. Remember that? And also in California, and also a little bit in different little places all around Texas. And then what did they use for that? A lot of it was being done by the Marine Corps, wasn't it? Well, that's interesting because I guess President Trump had to get rid of General Kelly and the other guy who was the head of Joint Chiefs and, you know, Bulldog, you know, Mattis and all of that. Because apparently the top slots there were not necessarily on his team, and you can say by General Kelly still spouting the crap from when back when he first came on. Totally anti-Trump. Well, maybe they knew that something was going to go on and that at some point in time, they're going to be the ones that kick the doors in. Well, I sure hope not, because I've always liked the Marine Corps. And I'd hate to be mean to them, you know? I'd hate to be mean to the Army or the Navy, just the Air Force just as well, but I've always liked the Marines. I've always talked about K-bar knives, haven't I? Huh? So why would I be into that or thinking about it? Because that's what they're thinking about. Now, I'm going to tell you a good book that you can get, another good book, and I'm going to tell you, if you don't have the how-to books and the different items, I told you about Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, which you can order up at standale.com, D-E-Y-O, standale.com, and you order Holly's book, Dare to Prepare. It's huge, nice, thick book. And then there's also another good book called No Such Thing as Doomsday, How to Prepare for Natural Disasters, Terrorism, War, and Counter Threats, and Other Threats by Philip Hoag and Arlene Hoag. The bottom says some people worry, others prepare. And in the section, I opened the book, and it went right to bioweapons, by the way. And it said, in the event of a biological attack, essential services, including law enforcement, emergency medical services, water, food deliveries to local markets would probably be interrupted for a long period of time. General preparedness is the key issue here, as some sort of long-term food storage program, alternative water source, and ability to purify it. Have a good first aid kit and some basic first aid training. And that might include also Special Forces, combat surgery little manual, all right, where you have to do it on the fly. And you might even get your little surgical kit for that. And they're available online usually, or sometimes in local markets. And the fact is, this thing is going to go wild weasel, all right? Now, what could you expect if you go door to door? Stay in the house until we come by. We do not have any food for you. We do not have food at this time. But if there is anybody in your home who is sick or has deceased, pull out a white flag and stick it out the window so we can see you. And then troops will come to your door. Do not attempt to resist. Do not attempt to resist and do anything they ask you to do. Do you understand that? Stay in your home. We'll be back. We'll be back. We're here to help you. Well, I'll tell you what. Then they're going to come to the door. Come to the door for a wellness check. Come to the door for a wellness check. Well, I don't want to open the door. You got a gun on me. If you do not open the door, we'll blow the door off. Is there anybody sick in there? Come to the door. Nobody's sick here. Come to the door and open the door for wellness check. No, I don't want to open the door. And you got a warrant. This is a state of emergency. But boom, and there goes the door. And then there goes you, okay? Pop, pop, fist, fist, two in the head. Take all the kids. Take this dirty dog who resisted us, throw him on the dead pile truck, and put that wife and them children's. Hey, them girls kind of good looking, ain't they? Oh, that, look at that little boy. Yeah. And put them on that truck. We'll take them to the quarantine zone. Now let's see what's inside this house. Oh, look at this. He was a hoarder. He had food for his family for 3 years. Look at this. He got a, ooh, look at his barn. Oh, boy, we'll take off. Commandeer all of this, put it on the trucks, and then we'll assign this house to one of the troopers to live here next week. That's what they're preparing to do. He had information back in 205 or somewhere in there where it was like a quote, somebody overheard a Canadian general. That was part of, you know, UN and all that kind of stuff. And they were talking about the stupid Americans when we come. This Canadian general saying it. Now we understand it. Canadian general says, you stupid Americans. We're going to come to the door. If you don't do exactly what you say, what we say to do, we're just going to shoot you in the head, kill you, take your family and all of your goods and your house, your bank accounts, your whole nine yards, okay? that's what's planned. And you see, in the midst of all of that, they would try to, oh, be nice, you think it's going to be a gentle scenario. No, this is the Luciferian blood sacrifice already on this planet. 1.74 billion, which is based on the real number that was leaked of the percentage of deaths in Wuhan and that surrounding area of China. And we get more and more and more. If you see the pictures of the body bags lying in the underground parking garage or whatever, the warehouse, whatever it is, hundreds of them. And the crematoria working 24/7. Burning them one after the other, after the other, after the other. And that is the correct way to handle a corpse if it has a bioweapon or a dread disease. So it does not spread. At the same time, ladies and gentlemen, where now is this thing lying in terms of that? Do you really think, like I've even heard this come around the horn now, oh, the Red Chinese have thought of an idea that if they really want to drop their own thing on their own foot, so then it looks like that they didn't do it, but really they were trying to kill everybody else, and they did it to themselves first. No, the Red Chinese have not done this to themselves. And I can take a look at this thing. If you look at the idea of coronavirus, that's crown. Well, let me ask you a question. Where is a crown located? There is the British crown, isn't there? The British crown basically consists of the royal family, plus the apparatus of the state, the intelligence, the military, the court systems, and the Bank of England, and the banks that are associated with the Bank of England, all owned by the Rothschilds. Bank of England has consols, or bonds, that used to be, in the old days, paid in perpetuity 10% per year. Well, when you look into the facts about banks in the United States, you find out, this goes back a number of years ago, but old Chuck Carter looked into it, and he took the main money center banks in New York back then, in the 90s, all right, and pulled their 10-Ks to see who owned the majority of stock in those. Then he traced those all back, and mostly the banks all in New York were basically owned by the banks in London, all right? So if you got that, then you start to see the effect of how big a crown is, you see? And you're starting to see and understand that if the Red Chinese are not going to do it to themselves, who might be doing it? Who might be doing it, all right? Who might be doing that? Well, let me tell you. Who might be doing it and authoring it? Might be, allegedly, might be the crown via MI6 and either SAS or with the CIA, with people from what you call the briar patch or the tar patch, the black ops, the special ops people. They're assigned to CIA kind of things, okay? And I think that they probably, allegedly might be, you know why I do it like that? Because if they're going to try to break up my voice and say I said something else, then they're going to have to cut out all the crap. You understand that? Allegedly. But I think that's who did it. Now, what have we got? What have we got this week? Because I've heard that over there, that's what they're talking about. At first, they thought maybe Taiwan did it to them in response to their Red Chinese killing the top Taiwanese general in a mysterious plane crash, helicopter crash with the new helicopter. He and his staff up in the mountains of the high ground there in Taiwan. They basically don't think it is. Now they probably think that it could be either the U.S. or the British that did it, which is exactly what I'm telling you. And I reached that conclusion by reasoning, not by being told, but now I'm being told after the fact that, yeah, that might be what the Red Chinese are thinking. Now, there was already a code out for over a year now. It's been going on longer than a year. Some of it was between the United States and Russia. Other parts of it have been between Red China and the United States. And the special ops are going back and forth. We've had, what, three refinery chemical plants in the Houston area blow in the last year? And then what's interestingly, and what tipped me off to it, was that like a week after or 4 or 5 days after one blew in Houston, a chemical plant, there was a huge chemical plant blew in Red China along the coastline. And then, bingo, there's another one goes up in Houston area, you know, and then, bingo, there's another one over there blows up, all right? And then, bingo, we had a third, and then that one shook all of the, you know, a lot of the neighborhoods and some of the, broke the windows out of a whole lot of houses in Houston. And then we've had then this outbreak. This pandemic has started for real. And people in China are basically not working. Most of the Foxconn, allegedly Foxconn iPhone-making stores, are making masks for the Chinese. And so consequently, masks, as in surgical masks and that kind of thing. So they're also telling you, you know, that they're going to be needing and need over there extra 5X suits and chemical and biological proof suits. That's like the CFP 3 or 4, you know, or even going up into the high level type of respirated with the power supply and everything, the full hazmat suits like you see at the beginning of outbreak where they're wearing them in different places in the different labs in that movie Outbreak. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that the CDC and all those people, the TV people said, oh, there's plenty of masks and plenty of surgical gowns and surgical suits and everything in the United States. Nothing to worry about, so why go out there and get worried about them? Well, let me tell you something, two things I know about that. You know, I just see here now that China City declares martial law over virus outbreak. U.S. military ordered to prepare also for pandemic duty containment. China factories to remain closed at least till May 1. So there you go. That's from Hal Turner's site right now. But, so the Chinese have declared martial law over there officially. They've been doing it anyway. So now, what I did here was in the Charlotte area, you know, you got Fort Bragg down there, you know, on the sand hills there. Well, you got good golf courses down there. Not too far from some of the people I used to know in the Uwari Mountains, which are just over a little bit east or west of it there, I believe. But at Bragg, apparently, Bragg got a hold of the Lowe's people up in Charlotte. And drove all the way up to be there early in the morning, apparently, to pick up, what, N95 masks. They picked up like 40 cases of them, you know, and just came up with a check or cash or whatever they did. Because guess why? Because they didn't have them down at Fort Bragg. That's why. Now, everybody's got their own gas mask with the military grade, Seaburn, NBC, I call it, it's just easier, nuclear, biological, chemical. That would include the nuclear, as far as I'm concerned, contains the radiological. But anyway, the NBC masks and the filters. But generally, they've got maybe one, maybe two filters for each guy. And the masks are, I don't even know if they issue them on the spot or if each man's already got them issued. Well, the masks and some of the filters get beyond dates, and then the masks get a little crunchy sometimes, and they have to replace those and all of that. But they did not have the first step, which is these N95 masks or the N100s. And so they had to go up and buy directly from the stores. Now, does that sound like there is a shortage or that there's plenty of masks and suits and stuff? No, it doesn't. Because if you've been trying to find N95 masks, as a lot of you have, pretty hard to find them. When you do, if you get them, you got to buy them at the time. I know somebody that said, hey, there was a 12 there yesterday in an Ace Hardware store around not too far from here in Kansas City, and one of the Aces, and they went in and they said they took 6 of them. And they went back home and said, shoot, I should have taken them all. Because if you're going to get into this and it stays around for a while, and maybe it goes around 2 or 3 times, you're going to need probably 1 a day if you go out of the house. Somebody who's out a long time or working exposed to a lot of this may need 2 times, 2 of them a day. Well, that's 30 of them a month per person, isn't it? 30, 31? Something to think about. And the hunt for masks, just don't do it online. Look locally, too. Sherwin-Williams paint, Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, if you can find them. Even had a special on them at Menards. But I just had to pay all my insurances and stuff, which is as high as you can't believe, as you well know already. Don't go into there this bad and not down a bank. Can help old Hawk, please give me some help. Good night.